Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com. Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Be addicted to bettering yourself. When you think about some of the great athletes and in so many sports, and I think the perfect examples, I think for me, it's because I love basketball. You think about a lot of these kids, they go from high school to the pros. And obviously, that's not the case now. You have to go 1 year. But just think about the kids that go from high school to the pros. You think about your Kevin Garnett. You think about your Kobe Bryant, your LeBron James. Michael Jordan, he's one of the greatest. He didn't go from high school to the pros, but he's considered, you know, obviously the greatest of all time. But when you think about what Michael Jordan did as setting the blueprint, especially for a guy like Kobe, who was at that point when he was alive, he was a living carbon copy of one of the greatest basketball players of all time. You think about what LeBron has done. He lived up to the expectations, lived up to the potential in which a lot of scouts and owners and GMs pegged him as. And so that's why you look at Steph Curry. That's why you see these guys, they enhance upon their abilities and their potential. When you look at scouts and how they grade or evaluate talent, sometimes these scouts are way off base. If you go back and look at some of the scouting reports of a guy like Steph Curry, who's small frame, another guy, Kevin Durant, they said these guys were not going to make it in the league. It was going to be tough. But these are some of the guys that are, I mean, they're lighting it up every night, making it to beyond the expectations of, you know, the playoffs, getting to the finals. Look at what Kevin Durant has done, even after the Achilles injury. Not to mention, you know, one of the greatest, basketball players, in LeBron James. Look at what Michael Jordan did. So again, when you think about these guys enhance their abilities. They go beyond and they exceed expectations because it's that mindset of wanting to be great. I think Kobe said it best, and I think a lot of athletes that are, you know, hovering around that stratosphere of being great and considered one of the greatest is that it's a relentless pursuit of greatness. If you just stay on course, it'll take you further than you can ever imagine. You know, I think for me personally, what set me apart, I think, from everyone else is that my dedication and my discipline and just the execution of being consistent is what put me in a different stratosphere, just put me on a different level. And I think people are able to see that. Sometimes, like I said, I didn't want to just blend in. I wanted to stand out. When you start to become successful, you're not going to be 100% liked by everyone. There are so many layers and so many elements of being a professional athlete and being in that sport. You're going to be subjected to criticism, you know, whether you do good or bad. People are going to talk about you, good, bad, or what have you, but you have to be strong, strong-willed, and I think that's who and how I was, and I think a lot of that, like I said, stemmed from the upbringing of my grandmother. But at the end of the day, I think an athlete, again, to get to where you want to be and the process in which it takes to get there, you have to be addicted to bettering yourself. You have to be addicted to bettering yourself. And that's what I became. You have a relentless pursuit of really just perfection, greatness. Obviously, it boils down to my 3 Ds, desire, dedication, and discipline. But at the end of the day, the essence of what I just said, you have to be addicted to bettering yourself. Honestly, be addicted to bettering yourself. Not for anybody else or anything else. You have to be addicted to bettering yourself if you want to achieve the level of success that you ultimately want to achieve. At some point in life, we're all gonna struggle. And I think that's what you're getting to. We're gonna be confronted with something. There's gonna be some obstacles that we feel that, you know, we can't overcome. Or when you're on your path to success, there's always gonna be those roadblocks here and there. It's a part of life. And I think that's what's so rewarding when we do achieve what we achieve is because of those failures, because of those struggles, because of those roadblocks. Those roadblocks can come in different forms. It can be your own mental roadblocks. It could be just outside criticism. It could be media. It could be anything. It could be personal problems. It could be family problems. It could be something as simple as you driving, you get a flat tire. Anything can trigger you and to try to get you off track. Those are struggles. And then just from an athletic standpoint, that's going to happen. And it's always, it's really how you respond to it. So whether it's in business, personal, it's in sports. But at the end of the day, we're all going to struggle. I struggled, but I didn't quit. And that's what I encourage a lot of people to do. Just don't quit. Just don't give up. That's what I would say. People are going to judge you. They're going to misunderstand you. They're going to gossip about you. But I encourage people to really be strong-willed, to know that their opinions don't matter. Their opinions are not your problem. Some people are able to really rise above and beyond their circumstances, and there are some people that can't handle it. But that doesn't mean that they can't be great. They just have to approach it and deal with it the way that they feel needed. No matter what is said or done, do not doubt your worth.
Take us into your daily routines. How do you stay as disciplined as you are?
Consistency is key, not only just in athletics or sports or what have you, but it's very key in every aspect of your life. And I think sports and outside of sports, business, just even in personal relationships or just establishing, you know, a rapport, a bond, even with family, communication, consistency is key with anything. If you communicate and know how and understand how to communicate with, you know, your peers, coaches, and be receptive to constructive criticism, then I think you give yourself an opportunity to grow, not only as a person, but as an athlete at the same time, because there's always communication in everything that we do. And I think if there's a great, I guess, rapport or great lines of communication where it's harmonious, and I think being able to listen instead of being so quick to respond or speak, then I think, you know, things will, you know, you'll see a lot of things a lot clearer.
What do you think, if you think about that idea of skill set and mindset, what's your edge over everyone else?
I'm sure a lot of athletes that have, you know, obviously achieved an amount of success, I think when their doubt creeps in or there's naysayers or there's doubters, I think the best thing that I ever did, obviously, I think, was believe in myself. That's first and foremost. I saw and I listened to what the coach, you know, said, and they saw in me, which was a lot of potential. And I just wanted to build on that. And so with me, I think, you know, if I didn't have the coaches that pushed me, pushed me beyond really kind of, I think, my own limits or my own expectations. I don't think that I would have become the receiver that I became. I don't think I would have been this guy that became T.O.
Back and fires up the middle. Pass is caught by Owens. Owens made the catch.
And I think after my third year in the league, after I made the catch against the Green Bay Packers, I think that instilled a lot of confidence in myself that I could play and I could play on a big stage. It didn't start out particularly well, but you know, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And so for me, that mindset of just not wanting to quit, not wanting to succumb to just the ebbs and flow of the game and disappointment, having short-term memory. Nobody's perfect. You're gonna have those days. Some days you're gonna have it, some days you're not. And it's the great ones that look beyond that mistake and just have short-term memory and go to the next play as if the bad play just didn't happen. You have your average, you have your good, and you have your great. And so there's a little small percentage and a window of athletes that really go beyond the stratosphere of just being just good and allowing just your athletic ability and talent take you to where you want to. It's a relentless pursuit of greatness.
He's pulling Hall of Fame numbers. He's a Hall of Fame football player.
Right into the middle of the star.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Motiversity fans, brace yourself for the ultimate VIP treatment. Become a Motiversity YouTube member today and unlock mind-blowing perks. Exclusive merch shop discounts, personalized badges to showcase your Motiversity pride, and a backstage pass to members-only content that'll fire up your motivation like never before. You'll have the ability to download links to all of our videos, yours to keep anytime, anywhere. Ready to level up your Motiversity experience? Click the link in the description to join the Elite Squad now. Motiversity YouTube memberships, where motivation meets VIP status.